Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to the Cup Suite for episode 2 of Off the Cup. So we are now joined this afternoon by our LGLAX coach and three players. Sally joins, along with Kerry Coulter, Savannah Hubbard, and Miss Allison joins. Welcome to the Cup Suite.
Hey, thanks for having us.
Awesome. So we're going to talk a little bit about lacrosse today and the way things have started and have a little bit of fun as well, like we said. This is about a 30-minute gig, and we're not here to be too structured, but we'll start off with some structure. So a few years ago, Sally, you were on the back end of some lacrosse discussions here at William Blount, and it became a club sport, and it took off pretty well. And then this year's the first year it's been a TAA sport. So walk us through your journey as a lacrosse parent and now as a lacrosse coach.
Oh, gosh. It's been quite the adventure, to say the least. So a few years ago, as you referenced, we started the club program, went through some crazy coaching changes there.
Correct.
along the way, we made it through and have been thriving ever since then. It's been exciting to watch these girls grow. The three that are here today have been with us since middle school, and we've been through it all the good, the bad, and the ugly. But luckily, we have come alongside now. We have two other amazing coaches who really know the game, who played collegiately, who coached collegiately, and they've helped grow us to the program that we are today. We're excited to be here, and we're excited for all your support. We know that you're our number one fan here, right?
Number one fan is correct.
That's a good now, answer. Good answer.
Now, Sally, you talked about having some assistant coaches that are more, let's say, savvy in the sport of lacrosse. Are you calling yourself like the general manager?
Listen, what I'm saying is I'm probably the most certified coach on paper that can't really play the game, just to be honest, okay? Well, but it truly takes a team, and Jasmine Thompson, who is the leader on the field, she played at Tennessee Westland, she coached at St. Andrews College, so she came alongside with us, 3 years ago, and she really challenged the young ladies to step up their game, and she brought all of her personal experience to the field. And then last year, scrolling on social media, I found someone who was selling some lacrosse equipment for their daughter who had just graduated college, and all of a sudden I stalked her and found her, and we came up with Riley Norris, who had played at Berry College. So she joined our coaching staff, and she's been an amazing asset. Be careful what you put on social media. Next thing you know, you're coaching across the lacrosse team.
Or you're running a podcast.
True story.
Now, Sally, walk us through the players you got here this afternoon and kind of introduce them. Tell us what they mean to your program.
All right. Well, as I said, these three have been with us since the very beginning, and I may get a little emotional here because I care a lot.
Actually, there's no crying in this.
The
cup.
You got this.
I got this. No crying. All right. Well, then I don't like them very much at all. But right here to my left, I have Savannah Hubbard. Savannah started playing with the team when she was in eighth grade. And she's a feisty one. Oh, yeah. Look, picture, evidence.
Back in the day right here.
Good stuff. Blackmail material right there if you ever need it. I can hook you up with it. Savannah is, she's a feisty one on the field. She has played defense for us for several years. This year we kind of transitioned her into more of an offensive role. It keeps her out of some defensive trouble, but Savannah's our number 17. Got to say, was it freshman year, Savannah, that you had your surgery and had to take some time off? Even though she wasn't able to play much that year with us, she was still just a sideline player and did all she could to be a great team member. Love her to death. And then we got Kerry Coulter over there, our most modest player on the field.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. She's wanting the makeup people to come in and get ready for this show.
I needed some touch-ups.
Kerry has this knack on the field to be right where she needs to be, and no one notices she gets there, which is kind of funny because Kerry does draw a lot of attention.
In the best ways.
Absolutely, absolutely. But funny story about Kerry, she and Allison Joins, they played basketball together in fifth grade. And I'm telling you, lacrosse is definitely their sport.
Where are those blackmail pictures?
I'll get those blackmail pictures soon.
No.
And then, last but not least, there's this kid across from me, Allison Joins. I have to tell you, she dragged me into this little sport with her because she fell in love with it. Obviously, she's my kid, and she fell in love with the sport, and we found a way to keep it going, and she's been a all-state player, an all-region player. She definitely knows how to play the game. I don't want to brag on her too much because she is my daughter, but I definitely
think... Are you biased?
Yes. Girls. Okay, now, hang on. Does she back up what I say when she's on the field, though?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, so.
But that doesn't mean you're not biased.
Yeah, but I'm biased to all my girls. Like, I love y'all bunches. But I do have to take her home with me.
That's
so,
correct. And feed her and all that stuff.
Feed her and all that stuff. Hey, fun fact, Allison, I was looking at stats earlier today. Not that stats matter. Stats mean nothing. But you did hit 150 goals.
Yeah.
So,
all right, 150.
That's some good stuff this year. But no, Allison definitely, she loves the sport and has proven herself to be a pretty knowledgeable player. So all these girls, though, they are all part of the team that makes the success.
Awesome. I'll start off with Savannah. Savannah, I saw some videos of you near fights in the sport.
They're not really fights. I don't start them.
The one that just finishes them.
No, not even that. They just beat me up and I just walk away. And then Allison comes in and decides to stand up for me.
Had to look out for my girl. Yeah. Had to look out for my girl. But...
So when was the most recent encounter of physical altercation on the turf?
Is today Thursday? 2 days ago.
Very
good. Technically that was grass.
No, that was not grass.
Oh, they were on the grass. Where was this at? Walker Valley?
Walker Valley. One girl donkey kicked me. I don't really know why. She just felt
That's
like it.
That's not legal. I wouldn't suppose.
No, not legal.
We respect our refs.
We respect our refs so much. They just didn't see the donkey kick, so she didn't get a call for it.
That's fine.
And then another girl took my stick out of my hands and pushed me onto the ground into an anthill, and that's when Allison came running.
Oh, into an anthill? I didn't know that part.
Into an anthill.
Yeah, this girl really did grab her stick, like bend her over and push her while she was down. It was pretty gnarly, but yeah, Savannah usually is the one to initiate a little bit, but this time it really wasn't her fault
really
at all.
It really wasn't me. I didn't even say
what did
anything.
You say to this girl to cause her to donkey kick you?
I didn't say anything. This time my mouth was shut.
The donkey kick? Yeah, she was just playing defense.
Yeah, the girl said, I'm sorry, and I was just like, okay, I'm sure you are. And then there...
This is exciting stuff. March 18th is the first home game. Folks,
yes.
This is what you're going to see when you come to lacrosse action. A lot of activity.
Hopefully no more donkey kicking or stick throwing. We do not promote that way. We like to play a clean game, right, girls? Clean game.
Respect our refs.
Now, listen, let's just take it back a minute. Walker Valley's a great team.
They are.
We had some inexperienced refs on that game who may have let a few things go that shouldn't have. Frustrations get high in a game. Walker Valley is a new developing program, and I think that sometimes those emotions get a little bit the best of us, but definitely the donkey kicking,
it's the first year in TWSAA, of course, you guys have been playing for a while. I'm sure you're going to have a lot of inexperienced players on teams, along with inexperienced coaching on teams, and I'm sure a lot of inexperienced officials out there as well. So that's to be expected. Not all are veterans like yourselves in the sport. Now, we'll move over to Carrie. And first thing I want to ask, you talked about your vocal leadership. I'm sure you got this after Randy.
Oh, yep. Definitely my father.
Your dad's really outgoing while your mother's very reserved.
My mom, very soft-spoken. She likes that anyone else can talk instead of her.
That's her. That's Julie Colton, ladies and gentlemen.
Described her to a T. Yeah, definitely get that more from my mom. We're a lot. I don't know how my dad puts up with us. We're a loud family.
Batman and Randy just making do.
Oh, yeah.
And then Allison, being the with your mom's the coach, I know that always presents a little bit of a challenge. Because even though whether or not you're getting any favoritism or not, a lot of times people might say you're getting it. It's just automatic. It happens when you coach your kid. I coached all of mine, and same thing. You try to be the coach. Mm-hmm. But deep down, you're still a parent somewhere. Your mind's, you're doing both things at once. It's always hard. So how do you handle that, being the coach's kid?
Well, I think that fortunately and unfortunately, we have Coach T, who more leads us on the field, who holds, I would say, us three to a higher standard than anyone else. There definitely are some things, and people will talk. But overall, I think that I get one of the hardest out of anyone else, unfortunately, with my mom being the coach. It tends to go that way instead of the other way around.
You have to be that way.
Absolutely. You know, Allison's often the last to know about anything because I don't want anyone to think that she knows anything special before anyone else. And then I really, you know, we were talking about the game where Allison did intercept after Savannah's little altercation, and Allison's like, oh my gosh, my mom's going to be so mad at me because I didn't, whatever. I'm like, no, actually, I was very proud of her, but Allison definitely has a lot of nagging that goes on in her ear from her mother. That these girls, they get it too. Never mind. Sorry.
Yeah, the car ride homes from games are, they can go one way or the other. They can go one way or the other, but I'm super lucky to have her as a coach, though.
Talk about all y'all's positions and where you play and what that role means to all the non-lacrosse folks out there. Start with you, Savannah.
I played defense for 4 years, and I got way too many yellow cards and calls, so they took me off of defense.
the cards are just like it is in soccer, correct?
Yes.
Oh, no, they're better than soccer, because in lacrosse, they have to sit in the box of shame for 2 minutes.
Oh,
yeah, we have a penalty.
That is fun.
We have a penalty box like
hockey.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like
hockey,
it was just too much of a risk. So
high risk, high reward.
Very low reward, very much of a punishment. So then they moved me to attack, like, end of last year, beginning of this year, and then I play midfield whenever Allison or Carrie get tired.
Valid.
Very good. Carrie?
Yeah. I
midfield until you get tired?
Start on midfield, yeah, and then when I get tired, Savannah does. But, yeah, so I play midfield, do a lot of the running, both offense and defensively, and a lot of the transitions in the middle of the field, even though my heart is at low attack, and that's where I want to be, but... Well, unfortunately, midfield's where I'm at.
That's it. That's the way it goes sometimes. You got to fit the people for what you got. Go ahead.
So I also play midfield. I would consider myself more of an offensive mid, but I'm usually the person in the middle who takes the draw. So the two people in the middle that have the ball in between their sticks and push up, that's where I usually specialize at.
Another specific question I brought out in this non-structured podcast, best memory of playing... not soccer, but first of all, soccer and lacrosse, sometimes I get them together because y'all are all together. We call it the soccer and lacrosse cult.
We like our cult. We do good things together. You know, the good thing with lacrosse and soccer for girls is we're opposite sport seasons. So we're able to keep young ladies who play soccer busy in the spring versus sitting around eating bonbons.
What would be the percentage of folks that play both?
About
Chloe Payne, Ela, Chloe, me. There's like, I'd say like
30-40% that play both. It's a good relationship. Coach Ombi's been great to encourage the girls to come out and play lacrosse just to stay active. As you know, we've done a great job sharing the turf this year and scheduling our games. So, but
behaving.
We are behaving.
We're playing well in the sandbox together is what Drew said. Or Kelly would.
Hey, listen, we're just trying to give everybody an equal chance to be on their home turf and play.
So what about the best memory y'all have in lacrosse?
Probably Tuesday. Probably Tuesday.
That was crazy.
Being on the sidelines for all of that, it just, the whole team just going like, what the heck? Like the camaraderie, even on the sidelines for everyone, like standing up for our girls is
just
always
that
always
whole game. We also had some altercations with one of our defensive players, Nomine. just that whole game.
I think that we just have a good atmosphere. And my favorite memory is the Gatlinburg-Pittman game. Was that 2 years ago? The double overtime game.
Yeah.
We are really, really lucky to have we have great parents. We have great people. Like, our stands are usually at Union Grove. Our stands are always full. And that game, we went into overtime. It was a district game. Was it the district championship? Mm. That one wasn't, but it was, it came time. We went into one overtime and then we went into a second one. I think I had an assist off of Mackenzie Willis and scored that goal. And everyone just, like, rallied together. Like, you could see in the huddle film where the parents all stood up and went crazy. We just are really lucky to have such a great atmosphere in, like, everything we do. Like, we have an amazing, amazing, like, fan base.
I know you're excited to get to come and start your home season here in a couple weeks. That'll be fun.
We are excited about that.
So excited.
I'm excited not to have to worry about muddy fields anymore.
Oh, my goodness.
Is the grass going to grow? Or are we going to have a mud fest going on?
So let's talk about that for a second because we had these conversations before when the turf got down. And the turf's been absolutely awesome for everyone at this school except the athletic director. I've had to learn a lot. But anyway, can we play on the turf? No. You're not putting lines on the turf, blah, 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 blah. To maybe you can put some lines on the turf to come out one day and show me a little experiment. And you did that.
I did. I was bound, set, determined that it could happen. I'm very grateful. Coach Megan out at Maryville High School, they've been able to play on their turf, and she loaned me some of her paint and some of her remover, and we did a little show and tell. I'm not going to lie. You know, I took some turf home first to make sure it actually worked.
Stole the turf.
I did. I borrowed it. It has been returned. but we were very anxious and worried, but you know what? We put it on, and we will take it off. It'll be like it never happened, and guess what? it's going to be perfect.
Kelly said the other day he was grooming the field for the first time in a while because their gator's been out of service and or out of pocket. And he's worried about it fading off. I said, I think it'll be just fine. Because you have to have that perfect, whatever it's called, to get it off there.
The remover, yes. Yes, the remover. It will fade some as the weather hits us. That's why we were excited to get it painted earlier in January, just so it'll naturally come off. But we will scrub that off, and you'll never know it was there. But we are excited. I have to tell you, Stan Burnett out at Central Office, he was a big supporter in us getting there, too. And we're psyched about it. Our first home game, March 18th. We scheduled it later. We've been playing since end of February, but we didn't know where we were going to be, so we had to make sure we had grass. Had we been at Union Grove, and I want to say, being at Union Grove was great. We're so appreciative of us being able to play there, but being here, having a home, having the support of you, Mr. Cup, having Coach Reeves giving us a space.
Yeah, locker room.
A locker room.
Yes. Oh, my gosh.
We were in there pregame the other day, and I looked at Allison and Carrie, and I was like, guys, this is what we've been waiting for.
Huge.
Last year, we tried to clean out a space at Union Grove and got in trouble with some people because, well, we'll just leave that alone.
Yeah, we will.
Yeah, it was, but now we have home.
So let me ask you this question. Does the ball hurt when it hits you?
Yes.
Yeah. Really? Doesn't feel great, yeah. But luckily,
how often in a game will you get hit by a ball?
You get more hit by sticks than you do the ball.
With the ball, it's not as much.
Because we do have a lot of, shooting space rules and dangerous propel penalties that you're not likely going to get hit unless someone really shoots or mispasses the ball.
Or slings it up and bonks you in the nose.
Yeah, or that. But it's not often. But I don't know which hurts more, getting hit by the ball or the stick. I would almost say the stick.
I would say the stick because the girls have the power behind it.
And yeah, the stick is probably happens more
see
often.
If I have any bruises.
We were in practice the other day, and I was shooting, and I nailed Amy Rojas, one of our freshmen on the team, in the leg with the ball, and that was really unfortunate.
Right.
Yeah. That doesn't feel good.
That sucked. So it does suck getting hit with a ball. It's not ideal.
Well, speaking of that, and the you talked about penalties. So the time I actually went, I went to two, but one of the ones was a couple years ago against Kingsport. You were at Union Grove playing, and I was watching lacrosse live for the first time ever. I've watched a little bit on TV, but just haphazardly. And I was just floored by the fact that the officials were blowing the whistle, but the play kept going on. That just got, I was thinking, what sport do you blow the whistle and everyone just keeps on going? So explain to us the difference in when the whistle blows and play stops versus when the whistle blows and they just keep going.
I'm going to let one of our girls explain it better because it's changing all the time. It's difference of a minor foul and a major foul. It's crazy. Allison,
I think that you kind of hit it a little bit. Yeah, any minor foul, like if I were to hit Carrie with my stick in her arm or in her sphere, you can choose to stop and have the person who fouled on you make an effort to go four meters behind you, or you can just continue the play. It's kind of your choice in that. And a lot of times it's easier to just keep going. If you get a card, if you get a major foul, then they will tell you that it's a whistle start. And they'll say, wait for my whistle to start. And, yeah, those are the two scenarios that pretty much happen.
And all fouls in the critical scoring area are whistles.
Got it.
That you have to stop for it.
So just like in soccer, if you get fouled inside the box, you're getting a penalty kick. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, so it's a little more punitive when you get called for a foul in those areas.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Awesome. So what about practices? I've often wondered, I've never went out and watched you girls practice, but what's like a typical day of practice in lacrosse?
It's hard work.
Mm-hmm.
I think.
Let's be more specific.
Well, okay. Well, I want to first disclose that we start our practices at 4:30. And so from after school till 4:30, if you see our girls, just chill it out for a few minutes. Know that that's because they're going to be going hard until 6:30 or later.
Yeah, we are the last people on campus.
Always. And someone remarked to us last week, they're like, man, all y'all do is sit around. I'm like, no, we start at 4:30. And that gives track time to warm up, soccer time to have full field acts. We're just trying to be the team players. But our practices are pretty structured. We have a very set warm-up running stretches. Girls, tell them. You're the ones that are loving every minute of it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we do. We have our set stretches that we do every time in our warm-ups, and we partner pass, and we do shuttles, and we do the same things for our warm-ups. And then we have the drills that our coaches have picked out specifically for what we need to work on after reviewing film and all the games that week and all that stuff, and go hardcore for 2 hours. And then we're about dead by the end.
And then we full field, no, half field scrimmage at the end of practice.
For the last, like, 30 minutes.
So skills for a while, then some teamwork, and then obviously you will focus some of your practice on your opponent that's coming up.
Hey, I have to also mention this year we partnered with D1 of Blount County. And that girls have loved that. Give a little shout out to Coach Lee out there.
We love Coach Lee.
So he's awesome. The girls did their voluntary preseason workout with him, and then we do one day a week where he comes and just focuses on some speed and agility work with them. And that's been pretty awesome, hasn't it?
Yeah. And then we had Coach Jen last semester too doing some strength building with us, and because we've never been able to have that opportunity for lacrosse before, and then doing D1, so we've gotten a lot of like in gym workouts, stuff like that we've not been able to, which has been really nice.
And how many young ladies have been have signed to play college lacrosse prior to this year, and then also this year? I know we have another signing day at the end of the month.
This year we have four. Addison, Carey, Allison, Tessa.
Oh, Tessa, yes, that's right.
That's four. I think we've had like, in total, I'd say we have like 10.
Yeah.
Like in the last like 4 years.
Lacrosse is so new in the Southeast and just all over the world that there are so many opportunities for girls to jump on at the collegiate level if they're willing to put in the hard work to grow their game. Unlike some other sports where if you are not playing, you know, basketball or soccer by the time you are, you know, 6 years old, you're behind. Lacrosse is so new that you can advance even if you've started later. And we're excited about that opportunity. I want to mention that we do have four ladies that committed this year, but we have at least three of our others who just chose not to. They had offers, and they said, you know what, it's not what I want to do. Nominate Carter, Lila McCarter, they were both offered and given opportunities, but they're like, nope, that's not what we want to do. We have Maddie Brooks, who is our goalie. Mm-hmm. I want to mention her. She came to us from Alcoa this year to finish off her senior year, and she's a great girl. She could have played, but she's decided that she is going to play on a club team in Kentucky instead.
So okay, great. Maddie's one of our, she's our co-op from Alcoa, as we co-op with Alcoa this year in lacrosse. Now, you all you're not in full pads. Like, boys are in full pads. Is that correct?
Yes.
Correct.
I've never seen an actual boys lacrosse event. So that would be, we don't have boys lacrosse here. And I don't know how long, what that journey will be like, but right now that's not happening. Let's see, what else was I going to ask about the game? So tell me about someone on this schedule right here I'm looking at that you can't wait to battle against. By the way, good win against Webb last week. That was tremendous. Who's on this schedule right here that you say, okay, I can't wait to play that game?
Farragut.
Okay.
Farragut, for many years, they scheduled us as their senior night. And we were, for years, I think going back to our, like, seventh grade year.
Yeah.
Like, seventh, yeah.
We were always eighth grade night in middle school and then to their senior night every year.
And we have worked so hard to grow a program. And last year, we usually were blown out, like, 15-2. And last year, it was a 9-6 game, which was huge for us. And I think this year we can win. I want to play them so bad. And they will not schedule us as their senior night ever again. So I am so excited. I'm so excited.
You heard it right there, Donald Dodgen.
I know.
You heard it right there. We're calling you out, Jack Tate.
Wow. But yeah, it's also fun to play some of the teams. Like, Allison has a teammate that she'll be playing at Cumberland's on the Catholic team. And then at Mars Hill, where I'm going to go, I have a teammate on the Dobbins Bennett team. So it's fun to, like, we'll be playing against girls that we'll be playing with next year.
Right.
So that's always kind of fun. But also it's like, I wish the best for you, but I hope you lose.
Always.
It is funny because I feel like the lacrosse community started really small and grew. So I think I know a person personally on every single team. Like, we have, like, so many friends on Bearden, Farragut, Walker, like, everyone. Like, you know someone on every team because it started on a very small, like, program that was – all the teams combined, and then our Knoxville youth lacrosse team was all the Knoxville teams, and it just grew from there. So, like, you know everyone. So it's just fun to see people.
Yesterday, I looked at my phone, and typically I get some texts from Miss Joins Sally over the course of the day.
I can't believe it.
And they're not – I always pride myself on lengthy texts because I do a very good job of that. But I may come in second to Sally because there's never like, how, you know, what's going on today? There's a long paragraph of stuff going on. I looked yesterday and she's asked me to be in a lacrosse challenge. So, of course, I've challenged a lot of folks here in the past, kind of a fun thing to do. I typically win my challenges except for volleyball this past year. But tell me what I'm supposed to be doing against your lacrosse team that will give me an opportunity to succeed or possibly fail.
Probably fail.
I mean,
more than
I've never even held a lacrosse stick.
Fun fact, It's going to be good. So we have several options, Mr. Cup. We could do a fastest shot challenge. We could ask Officer Berger to come out and radar your shot and see if it's faster than our fastest girl on the team.
Okay. I like that option.
That was fun. That was fun. You're going to think. And, or we could just do a... we could do a little power finesse game with him and see how that
goes. I have a lot of finesse.
I think we should put him in goal.
Oh, that's
the idea.
That is interesting.
That's an option. I'm just saying.
That is interesting
to
me.
Put you in the pads.
But I get to wear a baseball glove instead of a stick.
No, you need the stick. Honestly, you know, whatever you want.
If we get Scott Cupp in
a lacrosse goal, I feel like you can do
what you want. We will let you choose the challenge. Exactly. We'll come up with some options. Decide which one. It'll be a good time. We just feel like that now that we are your newest TWSA sport, you need a little more connection to it.
So perhaps next week I can come out for practice one day and see what's going on.
Absolutely. We have practice on Monday. I got to
look at your schedule versus my golf schedule next week.
We got spring break next week. Okay. Maybe next week.
You don't practice at all during spring break?
We are going to practice Tuesday and Thursday of next week. So we can...
Thursday's a possibility.
Oh, wait. I won't be there. We won't be there.
Yeah, even better.
We're super dedicated to team, but we also...
if you have any kind of practice on Thursday, I don't care if they're here or not. They're just the practice.
I won't be here Thursday.
Even better.
No one else.
I'm not practicing Thursday.
We'll figure it out.
It'll
be a fun time, though, because you'll realize it's not just a bunch of girls running around with a stick and a ball.
I'm sure it's difficult, because it's difficult enough to be running and catching at the same time, much less running and catching with a stick.
Right.
And actually leading people with a good pass and so forth.
Yeah, Savannah can demonstrate how to donkey kick.
I'm not in for any of the violent parts.
Me either.
I don't want to get into any of that stuff for sure. But that's going to be fun. We'll definitely have a challenge here soon and see what happens and see if I can win. But I'm reluctantly optimistic about this challenge. I feel good about some of my challenges, but this one I'm just reluctantly optimistic.
All right.
We'll see what happens. You never know until you try.
We've got about a couple more minutes left here, Ms. Joins. Do you have anything else that you need to share with Mr. AD Cup?
Mr. AD Cup, we have...
Who is your favorite AD?
That'd be you.
Oh, it's only one.
Coach Leatherwood.
We do love some coaches.
We call her Bitterwood.
You call her that. Oh, we don't. Wow. We don't. We call her number
one. Please start.
Okay, so... Savannah, you want to hand Mr. Cup? We have a couple
presents. Presents for me.
So, not knowing, we gave you a couple options here.
Are you going to just let me hold it and look pretty?
Oh, it doesn't say birthday. Oops, sorry.
What's my birthday? February the 6th. Exactly 1 month ago
today.
Oh, my
gosh. We knew that.
Yeah, happy belated birthday.
I turned 44. It was awesome. Or 54.
Really? Okay. So, I was impressed.
The really comment, I don't know about really.
Really? Maybe suddenly we lost our field space. So we have a couple options here for you because we know that...
large, Mrs. Cup, large.
Large, that's it. And in honor of the Witch Blue, are we? We wanted to get you a Witch Blue shirt there with a Lady Guff lacrosse. But on your other days, we have a medium.
Oh, yeah. Some days medium is really nice.
But because we know how busy your schedule is going to be, and this also helps, and you're not going to be able to get anywhere. If we remember...
medium.
From last year, you were a Balance Brakes fan.
Oh, yes. Those are very expensive at the gas station.
But they're not at Sam's Club. They're very cheap there.
You'll need the large when you eat those.
And so when you're hanging out for all of our games and you don't have time to go home, we want to make sure
you got you covered.
So we got you two. We got all sorts of. Didn't know which one. So there you go. We got all the goods.
That is great. Do you have any more gift cards in there or anything else?
Wait. I have a keychain.
You have to win the challenge first.
Oh, yeah. What do I win if I win this challenge?
A box of Alani's.
Okay, that's
free entry to all of our games.
Though, what do we get?
I forget. What is it?
We were going to negotiate team meal. Box again. I mean, team meal.
Team meal. That's what I gave volleyball.
Scott Cup halftime show.
Scott Cup, we need you to MC our games for us.
You could sing the national anthem one day.
The national anthem would be good.
You should sing the national anthem one day.
I will MC your game.
Uniform.
I will MC the game of the national anthem. Looks like a nod. No go. I do a lot of things.
Can you put on a kilt?
I do a lot of things, but I have a little bit of pride left. Singing's not going to work.
Pride's gone now.
See? Yeah. I can't do it. So I'm out.
That's right.
I think we should put him in a kilt when
he doesn't sing the national anthem?
That's a great idea.
But I don't care to MC one of your games because I can do that for sure. Because there's a lot of goals scored, right? I've got some songs ready for whenever you...
Oh, yeah.
Some goal-scoring songs.
Oh, yeah. Let's make it happen.
Crank it up on the music, right? Anything else you girls got to say before we get out here on the second episode of Off the Cup?
Hey, first game, Tuesday after spring.
First game Tuesday on the turf, historical moment.
Exactly.
Everyone, you're going to want to
be there.
I might
get emotional.
I will.
Oh, she will for
sure.
I guarantee
it. This is a big deal. You're going
to
be there, right?
Oh, yeah. I have to be.
First game, six
it's my job.
Well, you know, you got Leatherwood, who, you know.
We don't want her around anything with sticks like that. She may get violent. So I'll be there.
Hey, and fun fact, I haven't told anybody yet, so you'll be the first to know. We're going to do a little pregame tailgate for all of our William Blount staff and friends that want to come and eat. So you can stay after school, come to our game, start at 6 o'clock. We'll feed you for free.
It's on campus. It's so easy right there. Might as well.
I mean, you have no excuses.
I'm looking forward to it, actually. It's going to be fun.
Okay.
Especially since it's here. I really only let you have the turf so I don't have to drive to Union Grove. So.
Hey, we'll take it, honestly.
We don't have to drive to Union Grove either. It's good. It's exactly. A win-win for all of us.
Well, very good. We appreciate all you girls coming out here this afternoon in the Cup Suite for Off the Cup. And until next time, have a good day, everybody.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Yes, let's go.